December of 1740, Jonathan Edwards preached a sermon on Romans 2:10. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. And in that sermon, he discussed the issue of rewards in heaven and how the saints in heaven will have various degrees of glory and various degrees of holiness and various degrees of happiness. And this section is one of the most beautiful in all of his writings and one of the most penetrating and helpful that I have ever read. Many people raise questions about the issue of rewards in heaven and how, if we have varying degrees of glory and happiness and holiness and rewards, there can be supreme happiness in every heart. And Edwards addresses this issue in a most beautiful and remarkable and penetrating and hope-giving way. So I'd like to read for you this section of that sermon. I'm reading from page 902 in the second volume of the Edinburgh edition of his collected works. There are different degrees of happiness and glory in heaven, as there are different degrees among the angels, namely thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, so there are degrees among the saints. In heaven are many mansions and of different degrees of dignity. The glory of the saints above will be in some proportion to their eminency in holiness and good works here. Christ will reward all according to their works. He that gained 10 pounds was made ruler over 10 cities, and he that gained 5 pounds over 5 cities. Luke 19:17. In 2 Corinthians 9:6, Paul says, "He that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." And the Apostle Paul tells us that as one star differs from another star in glory, so also it shall be in the resurrection of the dead, 1 Corinthians 15:41. Christ tells us that he who gives a cup of cold water unto a disciple in the name of a disciple shall in no wise lose his reward. But this could not be if a person should have no greater reward for doing many good works than if he did but few. It will be no damp to the happiness of those who have lower degrees of happiness and glory that there are others advanced in happiness and glory, that there are others in glory above them. For all shall be perfectly happy. Every one shall be perfectly satisfied. Every vessel that is cast into this ocean of happiness is full, though there are some vessels far larger than others. And there shall be no such thing as envy in heaven, but perfect love shall reign through the whole society. Those who are not so high in glory as others will not envy those that are higher, but they will have so great and strong and pure love to them that they will rejoice in their superior happiness. Their love to them will be such that they will rejoice that they are happier than themselves, so that instead of having a damp to their own happiness, it will add to it. They will see it to be fit that they that have been most eminent in works of righteousness should be most highly exalted in glory. And they will rejoice in having that done that is fittest to be done. There will be a perfect harmony in that society. Those that are most happy will also be most holy, and all will be both perfectly holy and perfectly happy. But yet there will be different degrees of both holiness and happiness according to the measure of each one's capacity. And therefore, Those that are lowest in glory will have the greatest love to those that are highest in happiness, because they will see most of the image of God in them, and having the greatest love to them, they will rejoice to see them the most happy and the highest in glory. And so, on the other hand, those that are highest in glory, as they will be the most lovely, so they will be fullest of love, and they will excel in happiness. They will proportionally excel in divine benevolence and love to others, and will have more love to God and to the saints than those that are lower in holiness and happiness. And besides, those that will excel in glory will also excel in humility. Here in this world, those that are above others are the objects of envy, because that others conceive of them as being lifted up with it. But in heaven, it will not be so. But those saints in heaven who excel in happiness will also excel in holiness and consequently in humility. The saints in heaven are more humble than the saints on earth, and still the higher we go among them, the greater humility there is. The highest orders of saints who know most of God see most of the distinction between God and them, and consequently are comparatively least in their own eyes, and so are most humble. The exaltation of some in heaven, above all the rest, will be so far from diminishing the perfect happiness and joy of the rest who are inferior, that they will be the happier for it. Such will be the union in their society, that they will be partakers of each other's happiness, and then will be fulfilled in its perfection that which is declared in 1 Corinthians 12:22, if one of the members be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Amen.